Okay, so we are in Parktown in Johannesburg, and we are about to get to Naked Insurance's offices. And they are a company that actually is using artificial intelligence to come up with insurance-based products. They have car insurance that you can switch on and off depending on whether you're driving or not. And recently they made an announcement that they're going to be getting into home insurance, so that should be an interesting conversation. The reason why I was interested in coming to the company is simply because for those that have ever done insurance, you know that it's such a pain. You know, more than half an hour on the phone, completing details and the like. And they claim they can do that whole process in 3 minutes. They're using artificial intelligence. You can switch it on and off. You know, so I was very interested to know, you know, what they're doing. And with millennials, I suspect that they could have quite a big market on their hands.
I wouldn't typically enter a door called Naked.
Yeah, no, no.
I made him go in there.
It's the same when you Google us. It's important to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Don't stop halfway.
You don't even imagine what comes up.
Yeah, have a seat, guys.
Oh, wow.
Have a seat.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Business Day Spotlight Podcast. It's an interesting one for today. We are on location in Parktown with the team from Naked Insurance. I'm joined by Ernest North. That's
absolutely spot on.
Ernest North, who is a founder here at Naked Insurance. They are an artificial intelligence driven insurance company platform. I don't know how you guys want to describe yourselves. And I actually heard about them firstly from, you know, some of my friends, and they were talking about this insurance that you can switch on and off when you're driving, whether you're driving or not driving. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But recently, they've now decided that they're going to take the leap into home insurance. So that's the discussion we're going to be having. Ernest, how are you?
Oh, really, really good. Thank you for coming out. It's nice to have you in our office. Mm. And it's good for you to see where the magic happens behind the scenes. Mm.
Now, just, you know, before we enter, you know, the announcement this week, can you just give us some background? As you heard me saying, I heard from my friends. I hadn't heard. I guess that's how these things spread, you know, word of mouth. And one of my friends actually uses the product for their car. And they were talking about, no, it just depends. Are you driving, not driving? I was like, that's pretty cool. So how does that actually work?
Let me give you the background of the story of Naked. The first part of it is that a couple of us had been working in insurance for many years, especially three of us that were actuaries consulting to most of the big insurance companies in South Africa. And seeing from the inside why there is so little love for this thing called insurance and seeing how customers interact with this product and what really goes on behind the scenes triggered us to realize that if we were to build a new version of insurance, if we were to build something that is actually relevant for the times that we're in and that is actually able to serve people in the way that they're actually looking for this thing to work, the only way we could do that is if we get out completely, which we did 3.5 years ago, and start from scratch with absolutely no link to existing insurance thinking or existing insurance systems. And so 3.5 years ago, we started this journey of building up a team of developers and data scientists to design everything about insurance from scratch.
Yep.
And about 1.5 years ago, we opened our platform with just car insurance.
Yep.
And over this 1.5 years, we've had thousands of people sign up and enjoy this process of, on the one hand, interacting with a product that is completely automated.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to speak to a call center. You are fully in control. You do things with just the click of a button on your smartphone.
Yeah.
And that translates, of course, in super convenience and super control, but also, very importantly, significant savings.
Yeah.
Because we've cut out the call center and a whole lot of other manual processes that traditional insurers have, that cost saving translates directly into lower premiums. But just as importantly, people have enjoyed the process of interacting with a platform where everything is transparent.
Yeah.
Everything is very easy to understand. It's right there on your smartphone. You transparently see as you make changes to your policy, as you click a button to customize your cover, you see what you're covered for, what you're not covered for. It's a different kind of insurance. It's completely different to where people to what people are used to.
Yeah.
Where one of the most common things people often say about traditional insurers is, I'm not really sure if I can trust this thing. I'm paying my premium, but I'm not really sure if I can trust this.
Yeah.
And what we're really excited about is over the last year and a half, the interaction with that people have had with this business and with this product has been one where they've come away saying, we really feel that we're confident in what we've bought. It's so easy to understand. It's so clear, so transparent. And of course, having cut away the frustrations and the costs associated with old school insurance, it then becomes obvious why this business is called Naked.
Because I was going to ask that, like, couldn't you guys have come up with a less risky name, particularly for my Google search? Like, how did that one, apart from how did the name come about, can you give us an idea of what the uptake has been? I don't know, you know, you said thousands so far, like, how has that been?
Yeah, look, it's always been our plan to launch this business on a bigger scale once we have the full product suite available.
Yeah.
So for the last year and a half, we've only had car insurance.
Yeah.
And now, this week, we are opening to the public the full product suite of buildings and home contents insurance to cover all the things that you own. So we're really expecting things to go to a next level at this stage. What I can tell you about the take-up over the last year and a half is that it has been way beyond what we expected word of mouth to do.
Yeah.
Because we've hardly advertised. You might have seen one or two little bits and pieces here and there, but relative to an industry that shouts its name repeatedly, we've hardly advertised. And so we are extremely grateful that we've had 10,000, 20,000 users on the app in any given month. And the take-up has been way more than we had expected. And as you said earlier, with your friends telling you about it, the biggest source of growth has been people just experiencing this thing, the savings, this instant convenience, this transparency of claims being paid quickly, and then just telling their friends about it. I mean, who would have thought that insurance is something that people choose to talk about to about their friends?
Yeah.
But it turns out that if something works, people are excited to share the good news with their friends and family. So take-up has been amazing, but we're really excited about the fact that a large portion of users over the last year and a half have signed up for car insurance but told us that they want the other product, or became users on the app but didn't buy the car insurance policy because they told us that they're waiting for the full product suite.
Okay.
And so we're excited.
Full product suite, what does that now look like?
So the full product suite now is buildings insurance.
Yeah.
We can cover your house up to 10 million rand.
Yeah.
So whether you're currently insuring it through the bank that's financing it or through another insurer, we can take over that. We're doing your home contents insurance up to 2.5 million rand. And then we're also including cover for all the individual valuable things that you own, your laptop and your sports equipment and that sort of thing. All of that covered under one single policy, of course, together with your car insurance policy. It is important to say that our car insurance policy is still the anchor that we think is really significantly game-changing.
Okay.
There are two elements of it that make me really excited.
Yeah.
The one element is, you can buy a third party only car insurance policy.
Yeah.
Now, 70% of cars in South Africa are not insured.
Wow.
A scary number.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason that most of those people cite is affordability.
Yeah.
Like it's simply paying 400, 500, 800 rand a month. A lot of people own cars, but they just don't have the budget to get around to spending that money. Apart from damage to your own car, an absolutely unacceptable risk that you're exposed to is the risk of driving into someone else and doing damage to their 2 million rand Range Rover, and then you being legally liable. And so what we're excited about is that our third-party only policy literally costs you 40, 50, 55 rand, depending on your risk profile, which is...
Per month.
Per month.
Okay.
Which is about a third of what the traditional insurance companies charge
yep.
for that policy.
And you're using the savings from...
From the artificial intelligence.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the one part of the car insurance product that's really exciting and really important. The other part is for the people that do buy comprehensive insurance. Mm. The example that you alluded earlier to is when you are not driving, on those days, you press one button to pause your accident cover.
Yeah.
You get roughly 50% of your premium back. So on those days, you're only paying half price. Your car's still covered for theft or hail or for the roof falling in or anything that can happen while you're not driving it.
Yeah.
Even if you're parked at the airport and somebody else drives into it or scratches it,
yeah.
you're covered.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get behind the steering wheel and drive.
But I think the question then becomes, but Ernest, you're already making the premiums so low, right? Now you want people to pause the insurance as well. Where's the money being made?
It's a very good question. Mm. And the main part of my answer is that it's a very profitable industry.
Okay.
And South Africa has some of the leading insurance companies in the world. As an industry, we can be really proud of the innovation that has come in South Africa over the last 10, 20, 50 years.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of excess profit
yeah.
being made by those companies.
Okay.
And there is a lot of room to charge people on a more transparent basis and give customers control so that they actually pay for the cover they need
hmm.
and still for a decent amount of profit, reasonable amount of profit to sit in this business. And so we are excited about this product working so well for people
hmm.
that large volumes of people come onto this platform
hmm.
and that we make our money not by making money on an individual client,
hmm.
but rather keep that margin very small,
yeah.
but making money by having hundreds of thousands of people
okay.
on this platform
yeah.
and staying on this platform and sharing this to more people and the platform growing that way. And of course, one of the exciting things with us is our costs don't go up as our client numbers go up.
Yeah.
We've got 22 people sitting in this office building the artificial intelligence to run the system. And our system works in a certain way
yeah.
whether we have one client or a million clients.
It's the same system. Okay. Actually, speaking of that, I think just before we started, because we are at your offices, can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, the location, maybe a little bit around the type of skills you have here, how many people, and are you looking to expand the team, or is this it, like these 22 people?
Yeah, I mean, you made the comment when you walked in this morning as to how young the team looks.
Yeah.
And it is very interesting because we've really challenged ourselves, despite the fact that the three of us that started this business had worked in insurance for many years.
Mm.
We really challenged ourselves to build a team of forward-thinking people that are not bound by the old way of thinking.
Yeah.
And people that are open to using the absolute latest cutting-edge technology
yeah.
to build this version of insurance. Because we see ourselves first and foremost as a technology platform,
mm-hmm.
a business building technology. We happen to sell a product, which is insurance.
Yeah.
But that's not the ethos of why we exist.
Yeah.
We exist to build really good technology. And so on the question of the team makeup, we've got probably 10 or 12 of the people, so the bulk of it being software developers and data scientists
okay.
that build the actual technology for consumers to interact with,
yeah.
replacing the historical processes of speaking to a call center
yeah.
and also replacing the traditional back-end systems of people manually moving things around in the finance team.
Yeah.
We've built the software for all of that to happen on an automated basis. But just as importantly, the data scientist and artificial intelligence team focusing on continuously improving the customer experience.
Yeah.
So finding ways for us to keep improving little parts of the customer experience. So for example, many of our claims, increasingly a large number of our claims, are being approved instantly.
Yeah.
So you submit a claim, our AI automatically checks that your premium is up to date, how long have you been with us, when you, the pictures that you're taking of the damage of the car, does it look legit?
Yeah.
Does it reconcile when you said the accident happened versus when you submitted the video? A whole bunch of
extremely complicated
things being checked in an instant, so that in less than 10 seconds the system can say, we can approve this claim, no human needs to get involved.
Yeah.
And that's exciting for the customer because the experience is really quick and convenient.
Yeah.
But it's also exciting because it continuously amplifies the cost saving. Because
yeah.
Now we don't have to send, for that case, we don't have to send a physical assessor to drive to your house or for you to drive somewhere for someone to spend an hour looking at your car. That process is done. And so all of that cost savings not only translates into more convenience, but it continuously starts amplifying the effect of cost savings going into lower premiums.
When you're now moving to home insurance, right, are you looking for a new market or are you looking to your existing car insurance people to say, oh, by the way, we've got this other product that's coming in?
It's a great question. We are certainly seeing both those happening.
Mm.
On the one hand, there are a lot of people that have bought car insurance with us or have done car insurance quotes but want all of their buildings, contents and car policies under one umbrella, and so they can do all of that in the app in one place.
Yeah.
The part of the business that personally I'm really excited about is the average 23, 24-year-old that is not buying insurance at the moment.
Yeah.
For them to now just do a home contents insurance policy where they cover their 200,000 rand worth of stuff, their clothing, their one couch, their laptop, and maybe a couple of things in the kitchen, like really that little, 200,000 rand worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Buy that cover for 70, 80 rand a month. That's the market that I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
Because traditionally that market hasn't been served well by traditional players because those people don't want to spend time speaking to a call center.
Yeah.
But also that market has not been served well because that cover is way more expensive through the traditional channel because speaking to a call center costs money.
Yeah.
And so a big part of your premium, if those people had to shop around in the past, they would be paying much more through a traditional channel because a part of that premium goes towards covering those traditional costs. Now, through our technology, they can buy that cover and it really is just 70 or 80 rand because our technology is for free. It's significant. I mean, those savings are just, you are now paying for the cover and the bulk of your premium is for the actual cover, which is the opposite way to how traditional insurance worked.
Now, as we're rounding up the discussion, I'm very interested to know what relationship you have with regulators, because I can imagine that all of this stuff, cutting out the people, you said that you don't even need to send like assessors to assess, you know, damage, all of that stuff. Are the regulators okay with this? Do they understand it? Are they on board? You know, because I can imagine them like, but Ernest, are you sure?
So there's a couple of elements to answering that question. The first part is that, so Naked is an independent, authorized financial services provider.
Yeah.
So we are regulated by the Financial Services Conduct Authority. We are authorized to interact with people and sell insurance and pay claims and whatever. However, the second point worth making is our product is underwritten by Hollard Insurance.
Oh, okay.
So Hollard Insurance provides the official extra financial backing to make sure that if a hailstorm hits Joburg tomorrow and we have 10,000 cars hit, there is enough money and Hollard will come to the party to help make that payment. On this question of traditional processes being replaced by technology, It certainly is important to say that we are very excited to enable the next generation of relevant job creation.
Yeah.
We're excited to employ local people to build technology that can be world leading. Yes, we will always be a small team because the bulk of processes that traditional insurers do manually, we will do with technology. But we can employ people and grow people into the role of building technology to serve customers better. And on the one hand, I'm excited about those types of employment being an exciting one to pioneer technology that will hopefully go global one day. We certainly have ambition for this technology to be good enough to be relevant anywhere in the world, but for that technology to be built right here in Jersey with a team of developers and data scientists that we employ here, and that we hope to grow. We hope to keep expanding this business, but not by employing people speaking to clients, but rather to keep employing more people building technology.
And then the last two questions. The first one is, what other partnerships do you have? You said your claims, that part of the business is underwritten by Hollard. But apart from that, what other partnerships do you guys have? And for the geek in me, you know, is your technology, using Microsoft Azure, AWS, like, how's that work? So partnerships, I guess, on the business side, partnerships on technology.
Let me answer the business partnership question first. We recognize that we're in an era where the client wants direct access.
Yeah.
And so we are looking for our business to always be primarily about giving the man in the street direct access to going onto our app and interacting with our business that way. It'll always primarily be that. However, we are also living in a time where people want to consolidate things as much as possible. So, unfortunately, I can't tell you about all of them yet because there's some exciting things in the pipeline that will hopefully launch in the next couple of months. But the direction that I can hint at is that when you're buying something, imagine that process of buying something on an e-commerce platform where the process of buying it is completely digital.
Yeah.
And adding insurance is embedded in that process and is completely digital.
Yeah.
It never involves someone calling you back or emailing you back, or that it is truly integrated.
Okay.
So from a business perspective, that's where our partnership strategy lies.
Yeah.
It is secondary to our primary business, which is direct to public.
Yeah.
You tell your friends and they go into the app store and they buy naked insurance that way. On the technology side, luckily there are people in this office much smarter than me and much more attuned to how we run the technology side of this business. But what I can say is this whole business is running on the cloud.
Yeah.
So we've built all of it on AWS.
Okay.
In terms of the actual development of it, the actual language, coding languages that have been used, very similar to the most modern platforms that have been built. So the Facebooks and the Instagrams of the world being built in React for the people that are interested in that sort of technical knowledge. But the main business is run on AWS, so that everything is scalable, and whether we have 10 clients.
Or a million
clients, it can run on the cloud.
Okay. And then lastly, do you feel like the business is going to fundamentally disrupt the insurance industry?
Almost every aspect of people's lives get run this way.
Yeah.
And people don't want to spend 40 minutes on a phone call. And insurance is one of the last industries to still work like that.
Yeah.
And so we absolutely, obviously I'm biased because I've invested in building this business, but I really believe it. I really believe that 5 years from now, you will not remember that you needed to speak to a call center to buy insurance or to change insurance or to claim from insurance. That thinking is not going to exist 5 years from now. And so, yes, it may not be for everybody.
Yeah.
Adoption may happen at different speeds for different ages or different in the personality types. Mm-hmm. Some people may prefer the more traditional route, mm-hmm. but we are very clear. And the data of how many people we've taken onto this platform over the last year and a half absolutely confirms it, that people prefer to run their admin, including buying their insurance, in this way.
So you heard it, that's been us in our conversation with Ernest North, who is a founder here at Naked Insurance, just giving us a roundup of their business this week. They've launched into home insurance, having launched car insurance, and fundamentally he's saying that they're out to disrupt the insurance industry, and that the uptake of their platform shows that people are looking for a new way of doing things. And his prediction is that in 5 years' time, we won't even remember a time where someone had to sit on the phone for 40 minutes just to get an insurance quote, insurance premiums. Well, I think it sounds like a very interesting product that they have. I think the young millennials, simply because if youngsters find it hard to sit through a 5 minute informational video on YouTube, then there's no way they're going to be sitting through more than half an hour trying to put together an insurance profile. So I think that convenience really appeals to the laziness of millennials. And I think that's definitely going to be appealing to that particular demographic. And also, just after seeing the demos, I think if they can deliver on all the things that they're promising, I think it might be a compelling product. And he really believes that it's going to be a disruptive technology, a disruptive platform. The other thing that I find particularly interesting is that it kind of feels like you have actuaries, because actuaries, that's a very hard degree, but you sort of feel, it feels like you have actuaries preparing for a time where actuaries will have AI doing what they've traditionally done. And you sort of have these three founders coming together and sort of future-proofing themselves, at least for the next decade. So that's been it for today's episode of the Business Day Spotlight. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza, and it's been an interesting conversation here at the Naked Insurance offices.